I want to teach about borrowing. As I said today, you have to get out of debts. How many here ever borrowed something from somebody? Can I see hands up? All right. So we all know borrowing. So I want to teach you three levels of borrowing. Say three levels of borrowing. Say it again. Say three levels of borrowing. Is borrowing bad? No. But to remain in the borrowing. Are we together? So let's look at this. We have people borrowing every day as we're speaking now. People are borrowing. And some are thinking to borrow. How many are looking to borrow something? How many are saying, I've been looking to borrow something, but I'm struggling to borrow it? Can I just see your hand up? How many ever borrowed something, but they didn't profit with it? How many ever borrowed something, but they didn't profit out of it? It is because you didn't meet me by then. I could have taught you what I will teach you now. You wait until I teach you. When I teach you, when you borrow again, you will see. In 2 months, if you shall borrow, if in 2 months, you shall actually be better than where you borrowed the thing. And they shall begin to borrow from you. Ah. Now, listen to this. We have got three levels of borrowing. The first level is called sha'awo. Say sha'awo. In Hebrew, sha'awo, it's a word which was used in the book of Exodus. When you check your Bible, the word sha'awo, sha' like S-H-A-W, then you put a dash, then you put A-L. So it's S-H-A-W dash L. L-O. It's pronounced like Shawo. But it's Sha'a, like Sha'a. Then there's Sha-Sha, which I didn't want to give you to avoid to confuse you. But just use that statement, Sha. It's like Shawo. You are there? Yes. Are you there? Yes. All right, so we have Sha. Like this, the first level of borrowing. Exodus. Go to Exodus 3. Are you there? Verse 22. The Bible says, but every woman shall borrow. Zekoti kadia. But every woman shall borrow over her neighbor and over her sojourneth in the house, jars of silver, of gold, lemon, and shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters. And you shall spoil the Egyptians. Hello? The word which is used there of borrowing, it is the sha'a or the shawo, which is a borrowing, which is not necessarily like a borrowing, but is like to ask a favor. In this borrowing, you go to borrow. But when you go there, instead of borrowing, it ends up like saying, get it. Now, to spoil the Egyptians means to get everything. Egyptians in this text, when you read again from that text, it says, upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Now, the Egyptians in the Bible, in that time, in the days of Pharaoh, were a wicked nation which was oppressing God's children. Now, God was angry with it. He says, time to spoil the enemies has come. Did you hear that? Yes. Time to do what? All the wicked people who are you are seeing outside, the rich, wicked people, time to spoil them as what? Has come. Now, the Bible says, go and borrow everyone. Now, the things which are spoken here is silver, is gold, diamonds, and all these nice things. It says, go and borrow. When you borrow, and this scripture, it is not to men, it is to women. Did you hear that statement?
Yes.
Did you hear that statement?
Yes.
Did you hear that statement?
Yes.
So in this borrowing, there is a purpose to spoil. To spoil. So when you become rich with this borrowing, you are able to spoil. It is a borrowing of a mission. I think I'm talking to people who are you here or you're home? Now, this is not the devil speaking. This is God speaking. Go and borrow. It says, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor. So this is not the devil speaking. It is not demonic to borrow. It is not. It is not demonic to borrow something, but to remain in it, that's where now there's a problem. So here there's a profit guaranteed that when you shall borrow, you shall have profits. When you shall have the profits, you shall spoil other people. Can I guarantee somebody?
Yes.
Later on. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, look what you man say. There is a borrowing, which when you borrow, at the end of it, you just get favor. It is called Sha'ah or Sha'o. So you go in the bank and you say, I'm having a project which they want me to do. They say, huh? You say, this project, they say, oh, okay. We will actually give you the money before the project starts. Did you hear that?
Yes.
You will see a company calling you, says, we want to give you this tender, but we'll give you a starting capital. You didn't hear this one. That's the Sha'ah or the Sha'or, where you get into a borrowing, but there's favor attached. And then you get that money, you invest it. And then they come and they say, no, I think this one, just keep it. They cancel it. I think some of you have seen that so many times in the church where people say, Major, I had money I was supposed to pay the SARS. But then when I went there after you prayed for me, instead of me paying SARS, SARS paid me. You have seen that in a ministry, right? So, what I use at that time when I'm praying for people, I use this anointing. When I release it, when you get it, when you borrow something, there is a favor in return. You're not even hearing. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? So, your borrowing is attached to favor, and then you wonder, I thought I was borrowing. Then they cancel, they pay all for you on your behalf. Then the bank decides to pay for you. Then you go and say, I was owing the bank. I haven't paid yet. But yet it's saying 00. Then they say, We paid it for you, can't you see? Who wants that one? Who wants that one? Look what your neighbor said, get you out of debts. Can I release this anointing? Where are you gonna have favor in return? So the Bible says, go you and borrow. So in this one, it spoils. I think you didn't hear this one. How does it spoil somebody? It is to spoil means to bankrupt, to plunder someone. Because if they pay for you, instead of making profits, they gave you money to make profits out of you. But then at the end of the day, they also take your money and they pay where you took the money from. And they say, hi. You didn't hear this one. So the Egyptians were plundered. The Jews were told to go and borrow. So they went to all the Egyptians and borrowed. And we want God, and I'm going to give you back. So they took all things. Eventually, those Egyptians said, no, it's okay. Just get it's a gift. Is this the kind of borrowing that the most Christians are in and they need my prayer right now? If we want to do that, I can see so many people here having their things repossessed. Can I release this anointing right now? I cancel all your debts. Say second level. Let's go to second level of borrowing. Say second level of borrowing. It is called lava or lava. L-O-A-V-A-H. Say lava or lava. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. The Bible says, and the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Oh my God. The heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of the hand. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. Say lava. Say again, say lava. Say lava. It says you shall lend. To lend is also a borrowing. Somebody's borrowing from you. So in this level of borrowing, it is actually you who is helping somebody to borrow. Did you hear that? It says, and you shall lend unto many nations. So when you shall do that, it shall give you profits, which shall help you not to be borrowing. It says, and you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. So why are you not borrowing? Because you did a business transaction. Somebody borrowed it from you. So in the lava borrowing, one joins. There's a joint. It's like a joint venture where one borrows from you instead of you borrowing from them. But there is a profit out of the borrowing. Did you hear that thing? Say, I receive that one. They shall borrow from me. I think I'm talking to wrong people. So in this kind of borrowing, it is actually somebody takes money from you, they borrow from you, but for profits to be made. It says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of the hand. And you shall lend, you shall lend, you shall lend unto many nations. The Bible never said to your brother nor to your sister. That is small, small. God wants to reach a level you can borrow money to the government of Zambia, the government of Japan, the government. It says you shall lend to many nations. Minister of Finance of the Republic of South Africa must call for you for a meeting. And they go there and say, we have called you. We are having a project of a pipeline. Can you help us? Can you fund us? No problem. Receive the love anointing. It is an anointing. It is a special kind of borrowing. Yes, there's a borrowing, but it is not you who is borrowing. They are borrowing from you, and out of it you make what? Profits. Hello? Hello? So in this borrowing also, as I said, it's a joint venture. The borrower also must make what? Profits. A borrower also must what? Make profits. So many Christians, they borrow, but they are not making any profit out of what they borrow. That is not lava. Zekatehiadi. So you borrow, you are not making any profit. It's not lava. Lava, there's a profit. How do you know there's a profit? You are making the lender to keep on moving. You are helping their business to keep on moving by paying back. So Christians who are failing to pay back or who are not able, capable of lending, they are not yet on the lava. But guess what? When I was entering here, God said, son, release the lava. So I'm tired of being a slave of debts. I need the lava to make profits. So I get to the lava. I am just here today to do one thing, to help you walk out of that nonsense. And we're together. When I finish teaching, I'll be going home. No prophecy, nothing. All I want to do is to take you out of debts and help you become one lending. Overflow. How many wants to walk out of poverty there? Number three, the third level. Look at your neighbor and say, you better listen. Come on, I say a neighbor is not me. Look at your neighbor. Shake them. Say, you better listen. It is you in debt, not me. Number three, the third level of borrowing is called abat. A-B-A-T. A-B-A-T. Abat. Abat, it is a borrowing which puts one to enrich himself and make other people slaves. It is the most bad one, and it is where most Christians they are fallen into. Abat. Every bank uses abat. They know they will enslave you. Abat. Say abat.
Abat.
Say abat.
Abat.
This one is the most dangerous one. Say abat.
Abat.
Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. The Bible says, "For the Lord thy God blesses thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but you shall not borrow." Woo. Hello? This one, the other one, the Bible didn't say, don't do it. But this one, the Bible actually opposes the borrowing. It says, but thou shalt not. Well, the other one in Deuteronomy 28, give me again Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. I want to see the difference. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. It says, and you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. It's not a law, and it's not an opposition. Here, the Bible does not oppose. It says, you shall have a lot that shall make you not borrow. But in Deuteronomy 15, it is actually a word of God opposing you. That kind of borrowing. I think I'm talking to wrong people. Are you there? 15:6. It says, for the Lord thy God blesses thee as I promised thee, and you shall lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. So God is comparing borrowing with slavery. It is comparing prosperity with ruling. It is comparing lending with ruling and borrowing with what? Slave. Being a slave. So in this kind of borrowing, when there is a bank, when there is a what, before you borrow, check first. Will I put myself in a position where I will act as a slave before you borrow? Because Christians just borrow as long as they have borrowed. In 2 days, they are slaves. Oh, come on, turn up, but be careful with abat. The word which is used there in Hebrew context, it says, thou shall you not abat. Put yourself under a slave. Hello? It is putting yourself. This is where now you even switch off your phone. You're under abat. This is the level where you will hide in your bedroom and tell your children, tell them I've gone away. Mr. Abat. Dokota Abat. When you begin to see yourself switching off your phone, lying, you can lie. Just know Mr. Abat has entered your house. Mr. Abat is in your territory. You become a slave on what you borrowed. How many here are slaves on what they borrowed? Do you have anybody here who is like, Papa, I want to move out of this slavery? Say, no more abat.
No more abat.
And the whole reason why I'm here tonight is to declare and remove the abat out of your life. The Bible says, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. So God says, if you are loaded, you can rule. But if you are not, they will rule over you. So, borrowing is associated with what? No, slavery. So you end up borrowing here to fix here. And tomorrow you borrow here to fix here. Another day you borrow here to fix here, Mr. Abbott. Self slave trade. Neighbor, be aware of Mr. Abbott. Abbott. Sabbat. Can I remove a part of somebody's life? Can I release the anointing of lending? Can I release the anointing of prosperity to somebody? This is what America uses, China uses, Russia uses. If they want to put a country or a president on a tight corner, they know how to abut him. They come and say, Mr. President, we have got a lot of money to borrow your government. Oh, okay. The government borrows the money. 2 years, they begin to pressurize you. We want our money. Then they give you sanctions. Sanctions. Your country sanctions. And then they say, oh, you are not giving back the money? No problem. Then they attack your economy. Your money begins to go down. Your money begins to go down. The whole country because of Abbott. Say Abbott. Do I have somebody here who is under Abbott? Abbott must die.